Hi everyone and welcome back to No Longer Spirit and Law. We've rebranded and our new podcast is called Voices from the Attic. You should have been able to also hear the new intro that I've included, and I hope you feel the spookiness. If you haven't already, please do follow this podcast because I'm back in the motion of releasing podcasts every week. So, let's get started with this week's episode, and this has been on my mind quite a bit because a while back I saw this Netflix series called The Dark Tourist and had this New Zealand or Australian fella in it. Oh God, I don't know what his name was. It's someone important, but I can't think of his name. But he did an episode specifically on this McCamey Manor. For anyone that doesn't know what McCamey Manor is, it's like this kind of haunted house attraction where you can kind of, you know, you go to this haunted house, you get interactions with actors and stuff, and there is a twist though, because this is not a normal haunted house where, you know, you get candy at the end and it's a nice time for everyone involved. This one is a survival horror event and it's known as an extreme haunted house. Well, I don't think there's any haunted house attraction. It's just basically torture. So this was basically founded in San Diego by Russ McCamey. McCamey, I'm probably going to pronounce the last name a lot and wrong. So sorry. So basically this house operates year round and the tour can last up to 8 hours. The thing you have to do to actually participate in this haunted house extreme torture house thing is sign a waiver, which is about 45 pages long, and you have to read every single page and basically sign over your entire life to this person, Russ. So the reason this has circulated so much controversy is because of the level of torture and the extremeness, which has caused loads of cease and desists and caused loads of police calls, and actually had, because it was so bad, it caused Russ to have to relocate and open the manor again in a different location because there were so many people that were like, this needs to be shut down and stuff like that. So the reason people try to do this, one of the reasons, is because if you make it through the entire torture experience, which can last up to 8 hours, bear that in mind, 8 hours of torturing, you can at the end receive 20 grand. I mean, if you put a big stamp on something like that, people are gonna want to try it and be like, ah, it's not that bad. So people probably do it for that reason, and also this seems like a perfect thing for adrenaline junkies that want to get that fix between living and death, the in-between. Now here is when things start taking a worse, weirder turn, so already I'm kind of creeped out by even doing this myself. I wouldn't want to go to a torture house and give my life to somebody for about 8 hours, 6 hours. And be like, here's my life, make me completely mentally scarred. It doesn't sound like a fun time in the park. So basically, I would not be doing it. You don't need to pay any money to actually participate in the entrance fee, but Russ actually only accepts dog food for his pet dogs. So if you just bring a bag of food, then you're good to go. Originally, he actually had some safe words which could be included and used and stuff, but a lot of times when you say sign the waiver, from what I've read, the safe words can be completely ignored and the torture can continue. So that's great. That's really freaky. And why is this man doing this? Is he a psychopath? Is he just like, oh, I love torturing people? Or does he want to be like the real life Jigsaw guy that likes to purge the world of adrenaline junkies and stuff? I kind of want to take a dive into who Russ is exactly. So let me tell you, he is a man, of course, and he was in the military for 23 years. Now, while he was in the military for 23 years, he learned to interrogate people and also torture people to get information out of them. And He is also known, and in the documentary The Dark Tourist, he mentions using mind control, which brings me to another juicy little bit. So there is this thing, which is a completely different podcast that I can talk about, called MK Ultra. And it was some experiments that were done on people to basically mind control and basically dope them up with ecstasy and try to control and hypnotize them. And it was a really bad time all around. So supposedly Russ uses this mind control as part of a torture process. And that is really freaky. Because he's doing the torturing, it feels like he's getting enjoyment out of it. And why is he not in prison? Because that's terrifying. And why is this not being on the news everywhere? Because I honestly don't think this should be happening, to be honest. It's a bit strange. When you do actually start the whole process of wanting to be in this manor experience, you have to give a medical certificate that you are able, like, mentally, and you have no previous conditions or mental health conditions. And also, whilst you're doing the show, there will be maybe cuts, bruises, sprains, and maybe death. But the whole show has been running for 16 years. 16 years, let me tell you. And there's only been one heart attack. And a lot of people see that it's the part of the fun is you might die, which is just okay. I completely forgot to mention the worst bits. When one of the participants, I will not name who she is, she used the safe word a few times while this whole torture was happening. And she just kept repeating it and they just didn't stop. And then she had to later go to hospital for extensive injuries. But that's not all. Participants can also be completely drugged up and doped as part of their experience. So this also kind of leads back to using the MK Ultra mind control torture through interrogation. So in this experience as well, I need to tell you some more details which make it even more weird and strange. And I've also included a list, well, I'm going to tell you the list, of some risks that can happen. Having your own teeth pulled out, a chance of getting a tattooed or getting a tattoo and getting your fingernails pulled out, also eating substances that you don't know exactly what they are, but you're being force-fed these weird substances, being waterboarded, being drowned, being buried alive, being screaming from a van, having a chainsaw in your face, having actors push you up against walls, having actors drag you along the floor. The list continues, and it is, I don't know why people are still going to this. I kind of understand, not really the adrenaline side of things, but this guy, there must be a reason why he's doing this, and I can't think of any good reason or any innocence behind someone just doing this because of the entertainment value. It feels like there's a darker side to this with this Russ, because I don't just sit to myself and think, hey, I'm gonna make a house where I'm gonna invite people to the house, and then I'm gonna cover their mouths, and I'm gonna cover their eyes, and I'm gonna torture them for about 5 hours. I never go to that part in my brain, so I don't know how anyone else can go to this part, in a sense. It's very strange, and there is so much to this story, and even more allegations have opened up recently, because the wife, what was her name? Let me have a look here. I think it was Holly. The wife Holly is no longer with Russ, and since then she's kind of come forward about her whole experience. And I thought it was a little weird when I was watching The Dark Tourist, because when they were kind of doing the interview at the start, she was kind of just sitting on the floor, like just doing a painting and so calm about the whole situation and just kind of unfazed. And in, I don't know, the reaction I got is that herself had been kind of gaslighted, or she was in a situation where she was kind of like, this is fine, this is okay, everything's great. Which is really bizarre, It just felt very strange, her kind of body language, watching clips of her talk with the husband. And they also have children as well, and even the children's reactions from other videos I've seen. When they interview the children, they're like, hey, so what does your dad do? They're like, he likes torture. It's, you know, when they have those career days when the kids go to school and they're like, what did your dad do for a job? And they're like, well, they drown people. And he gets chainsaws and feeds them dog food and stuff. I don't know. It's going to probably impact everybody and especially impact children that are living in this environment of having to hear people scream and cry. And I don't know, are they even allowed near the thing? They live in the house, so it's all just very kind of, oh, this is so dark, you know. I'm going to keep as much as I can. If there's any updates on this in the future, I will do another podcast about this specifically, because I could literally talk about this for hours, because it fascinates me that people go to horror houses like this, the motivation behind them going, and like, what is the really the game master's kind of, what does he get out of this? Why is he doing this? Is he a psychopath? Is he just a very good entertainer? What really happens in the procedures? Because you aren't allowed to specifically see the whole procedure that happens to a lot of people that participate in stuff. You're not allowed. He doesn't let people film the whole thing. Now, I want to see it because I'm curious, and everyone is going to be curious now and probably go to YouTube and like search for some videos, because there is videos out there or some, you know, some people that have had some experiences that have part of it's been filmed, not the whole thing. But if you see some of it, you'll just be like, this looks like a scene from a horror film. There's like fake blood everywhere and screaming and just, nope, no, I'm good, thanks. So yeah, if anything else happens about this in the future, if it gets shut down, I will include that in a podcast. But I hope you enjoyed this brand new podcast coming back to Voices from the Attic. I hope you like the new name. And I really want your thoughts about this. I will also put this on YouTube and other places. I'm also on Twitter with Voices from the Attic on Twitter and stuff. So let me know what you think about this insane story. Am I the only person that's like, I don't understand how this could be opened in the first place? So let me know, and thank you for listening. Until next week, goodbye.